I'm David Brancaccio in New York. How many of us got jobs in January and how many of us were left looking? In just over 24 hours, we'll get the government's employment and unemployment reports for January. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on how the government shutdown might play out.
Those 800,000 federal jobs were not eliminated. The workers are getting back pay, so their jobs won't be counted as lost. But people who were furloughed and could not go to work, they'd be counted as unemployed, right?
When we start looking at the unemployment rate, it gets really complicated.
Martha Gimbel at Indeed.com says furloughed workers might have identified as absent or not in the workforce, two categories that do not add to the unemployment rate. Plus, some of them found other jobs.
Driving for Uber, etc.
Bottom line, the shutdown might barely show up in the jobs report. Stacey Rappacon at Kiplinger.com has been looking at longer-term trends. She identified the 30 best jobs for the future. 13 of them are in healthcare.
The aging population is driving that job market.
The list ranges from physician and registered nurse to physical therapist. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.